All to Jesus.
All to thee, my blessed Savior.
Hello, and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the amazing books of the Bible. And we have chosen another book today as we begin in Romans, chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Our practice today will begin in Romans as we will continue our practice day to day by working in the book of Romans. Today we begin with chapter 1, with verses 1 through 7. Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, and set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised previously through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel about his Son, descended from David according to the flesh, but established a Son as Son of God in power, according to the Spirit of holiness, through resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him we have received the grace of apostleship, to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name, among all the Gentiles, among whom are you also, who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, to all the beloved of God in Rome, called to be holy, grace to you and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Whew, God bless you, my wife calls out in the darkness in the middle of the night. Funny, but not funny. I've been sneezing ever since. I was awoken with a runny nose, unable to breathe. There I go again. But the sneezing made me think of the response most will say when you sneeze, as my wife always does. God bless you. Well, unless she falls asleep, but think of this. Paul was telling the Romans, God has blessed you too, Gentiles or Jew. Amen? You too can receive the apostleship from the grace of being saved by his gospel. Today, you too are considered this Gentile able to receive, as Paul explained to the Romans, a grace of peace that is surpassing of all other desires, overcoming the at-chews of life's ups and downs of living the gospel. Yes, there will be ups and downs from the public at large, where you will find disgust of living for truth over fear, love over hate, encountering family separation from living the gospel, living the truth Jesus instills in every man, woman, or child, forgiven, to forgive. To be Roman is to know love, is never contained in or out the grave. It is constancy of Christ, redeemed. That is what Paul was beginning to explain to the Romans, wanting the world to know that everyone is a Roman of Christ's love in his heart. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we would pray for. We pray for our children aloud, Gabriel, Julian, Alexandra, Jeffrey, and Alan, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Prayers for those who are dying today, that we lift up in peace. Lord, we offer the opportunity to soothe their souls, for them to gain eternal passage. We continue to pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we said that we would pray for. And we pray for today's success of the Fatima Rally for Holy Spirit Church locally with us. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray in Jesus' precious blood, by His name, each day. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans. We are in Romans now. We're going to start with chapter 1, with verses 1 through 7. A three-stanza poem with quad lines. It's titled, Romans, God's Beloved 2. Jesus Christ, slave, Paul. Gospel apostle, set, called. Scriptures holy, prophets promised. David's descendant, truth, psalmist. Established flesh, God's son. Holiness, spirit, power, shake. Dead's resurrected. Apostleship received, faith, obedience, name's sake. Gentiles holy, also you, Christ Jesus belonged, called. Romans, God's beloved too, peace, grace, Father installed. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It is October 16th, 2021, and I'm recording this morning at 5:49 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we just got a little bit of time left if you're hanging out with us as we like to do. Still do a little impromptu work for the last minute, just thinking about grace of the Romans trace. Where we were in the history of face, seen truth with Jesus as our guide. There's nothing more we can do except hang on for the ride. Amen. Don Marie, God bless you guys. Hope you're doing all well. Thanks again for joining us. God bless you. In the name of Jesus. The beautiful name, Jesus. Our silence.